During Saturday's ceremony at the U.S. military's Camp Victory base in western Baghdad, General Petraeus told the audience that sharing the burden of creating security in Iraq is essential to the country's future. He said, if military forces and the Iraqi people can work together, then the prospects for success are good.
Failing that, Iraq will be doomed to continued violence and civil strife, and surely that is a prospect that all must strive to avoid.
General Petraeus takes command at the beginning of a new effort to rid Baghdad of the brutal sectarian violence that has purged neighborhoods of religious and ethnic minorities and crippled economic growth. The U.S. Senate unanimously confirmed General Petraeus to lead the 135,000 U.S. forces in Iraq, even though many lawmakers oppose the security operation that he is expected to oversee. Senator John Kerry on Saturday called the plan an escalation of a misguided war.
Another 21,000 troops sent into Iraq with no visible end or strategy, ignoring the best advice from our own generals, isn't the best way to keep faith with the courage and commitment of our soldiers.
On Saturday in Baghdad, a policeman searching cars at one of the new checkpoints that are part of the increased security said local people have supported the new measures. He says, the people have been very cooperative and positive, and so far, they have not had any problems. But while some are optimistic about the plan's chances for success, many Baghdad residents are cautious after enduring years of violence. Abu Wasim is a businessman visiting family in northern Iraq this week to escape the near daily shootings, bombings, and kidnappings in his Baghdad neighborhood. He says, we must wait to see what happens on the ground, then we can see if the plan will succeed. Wasim says he has seen attempts to improve security in Baghdad before, and yet the situation in his neighborhood is as bad as it has ever been. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Erbil, Iraq.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。